and if there's something wrong, there's someone to put it right. He took off his glasses and blinked at them. The sun had gone as if the light had been turned off. He proceeded to explain. If you get a pain in your stomach, whether it's a little one or a big one, yours is a big one. When you're done laughing, perhaps we can get on with the meeting. And if them little uns climb back on the twister again, they'll only fall off in a sec, so they might as well sit on the ground and listen. No, you have doctors for everything, even the inside of your mind. You don't really mean that we got to be frightened all the time of nothing? Life, said Piggy expansively, is scientific. That's what it is. In a year or two, when the war's over, they'll be traveling to Mars and back. I know there isn't no beast, not with claws and all that, I mean, but I know there isn't no fear either. Piggy paused. Unless... Ralph moved restlessly. Unless what? Unless we get frightened of people. A sound, half laugh, half jeer, rose among the seated boys. Piggy ducked his head and went on hastily. So let's hear from that little un who talked about a beast, and perhaps we can show him how silly he is. The little uns began to jabber among themselves. Then one stood forward. What's your name?
Phil.
For a little un, he was self-confident, holding out his hands, cradling the conch as Ralph did, looking round at them to collect their attention before he spoke.
Last night I had a dream, a horrid dream, fighting with things. I was outside the shelter by myself, fighting with things, those twisty things in the trees.
He paused, and the other little uns laughed in horrified sympathy.